So did you ever learn English
formally?
No. You just picked it up.
Picked it up. You know, the boys grow up now. If I ask something, they don't bother. Then I leave it. Mom, you can do what you want. If you're going somewhere, you can manage. That's it. They don't bother. Yeah, that's it.
Apart from the language, you had a lot to learn when you came.
Hey, that's it. A lot of
things.
Yeah, because how the people eating the food here. Because I'm vegetarian, so to try vegetarian. She's vegetarian as well. Because when I start the work in the fish and chips restaurant, every day I have a terrible smell. I can make fish and the chicken, but when I make home for the boys, the lamb meat, that's the same situation is now. But so many is more difficult is the language. If you don't understand the language, you can't do anything. When I start work in our language people, you know, if you work some different people, then you learn more language. But I only when I work in my restaurant, then I, how can, because I feel shy speak in front of the people. Maybe they thought I'm not speak very good English, you know. When I work in the restaurant, then I don't bother. I thought maybe it doesn't matter which way I speak, I can speak. Because that's a difficulty. I have to speak because otherwise I can't serve the people. I can't cook.
Did you find the same with the language and
yeah.
the phones?
Yes, yeah, the language is very difficult for me.
But when she go to the doctor and hospital, she can manage as well.
First, my sister-in-law with me and my husband.
Yeah. Okay. Then
I came from India.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now she talking. Hold, manage kar lengi kar
lengi. Little bit.
Little bit, okay. She can manage a little bit. But her husband go with anywhere, where she going, you know. Sometimes I'm thinking if I rely on my husband. He died about 21 year ago. I thought, how can I manage after that? Because I can carry on little bit when he lies. That time we have a taxi business, doing the taxi. Then afterwards, then you thinking, yes, I have, do it, then.
And you knew that even then your home was now here?
Yeah. That time my young son is 6 year old and eldest one go to do the GCSE. That's it, that afterwards, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a very hard time here as well. Not for the English. When I do the job, since I come here, then afterwards, you know, that's the very low part for me when my husband died. Then after a year, then I set up and again.
Onto great things.
Yeah, that time my life around my both son. Mm-hmm. You know, that's it.
And with your boys, do they go back with you each year?
Yeah, not each year. I think when they have a holiday, they can go. Eldest one married now. I have two grandson. Then that girl from India as well. She loved to go back in India. Young man not married yet, but my both boys like go back home. You know, the visit, see everything. Some belonging thing over there from them as well. Yeah. They both love to go.
And do they see the same kind of...
No, same kind of feeling. No.
Because they're born here. That's why.
No. But, you know, that one day my grandson says, because my sister live in London, then my eldest son live near my sister, then my grandson say, Mom, when you go to India, can I go with you? I say, why? He says, auntie, because my sister, he says, auntie's dad died over there. Then I want to go to auntie's dad's grave and put the candle on. I says, your auntie's father, my father too. Oh, that's all right. Then he says, that's your side as well. Because they have no feeling. They just say, when children go to school, they can look. When they talk each other, I go to my grandfather's grave or something like that. Then he's just talking about like that. When we go back, I can put the candle on my auntie's father's grave, you know. Then people have... No.
Can they speak both languages?
They speak both languages, yeah. Very good. Yeah. My grandson, one is about 11 year old, one is 6. They both speak very fluent, both languages, English and Punjabi. Yeah.